from John chapter 20, 1 to 10. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home.
Okay, so we'll open number 5 then and see what's in here. Nothing! Nothing! There was nothing in the tomb, was there? Or well, some cloth, maybe. But. And then before we open number 6, we'll have a reading.
Reading is from John 20, 11 to 18. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they've taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they've put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you had taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message.
Okay, we've got one more. So we just heard the story, and Jesus is risen. What did he say? He is risen indeed. Okay, I wonder what's going to be in here then. Wow, look at this. It's filled with sweet treats. You guys are very restrained. Come on. Go and hand them out. Go hand them out. Ooh. There we go. There you go. A sweet treat to remember. Yep, we've got lots. There's enough for everybody, even the adults. Maybe. Yeah. If you miss out on one now, you can come see me after. Yeah, a sweet treat to remember the good news of Jesus and celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Isn't that exciting? He didn't stay dead. It wasn't the end of the story. Like on Good Friday, we talked about how, is this the end of the story? I don't think it's the end of the story, but it feels like the end of the story. And then we come to today and we know that it's not the end of the story. And that's such good news. What good news that is for us. But that was a roller coaster of emotions, right, going through this. You know, and the followers of Jesus must have really felt, you know, the up and the down of that week, especially when they've been hanging out with this really awesome dude. They've been doing all this stuff, and he was their saviour, the one they've been waiting for. And then he dies, and he's dead, and that's it. They would have been really deflating and, like, hope lost. I can't imagine what it would have felt, but just, like, it would have felt like the end. Was it the end? No, it wasn't. We know it wasn't. Jesus conquered death, didn't he? Woohoo! He came back to life. He didn't stay dead. And the story continues. The good news continues. As I was reflecting on Holy Week and putting these together and reflecting on, you know, Jesus riding into town on a donkey and how that would have been a celebration. And I was just reflecting how Holy Week can sometimes feel like our lives, like the ups and downs of our lives. So we've got, yeah, Jesus rides into town on a donkey. Wow, life's amazing. Life's going really well for me. I can celebrate. I've got some good things going. Then Jesus has a meal with his friends. Jesus says some kind of confusing things. Sometimes life is a bit confusing, isn't it? Not really sure what's happening. But then Jesus is nailed to a cross. Oh, life got hard. Life is really hard. We've got war, famine, cost of living crisis. Nothing seems quite possible. Almost seems hopeless sometimes, helpless. And then Jesus is gone. The tomb is empty. Again, confusing. Some hope might be coming back. Maybe there was more to this than I thought. And then Jesus is risen. He's risen. Hallelujah. There is hope. There is good news. How exciting is that? I'm not sure about you, but I often cycle through this in my life. You know, life is good. Life is going well. I'm really enjoying life. I'm quite a joyful person, so generally I'm riding on the, you know, life's good train. But then I might read a news article about, like, those things I talked about, child poverty. Oh, that's hard to read. About the many wars that are happening around the world. Oh, that really hurts. And about the state of our environment. And then I can start to feel helpless. What can I do? What can I do in a situation like that? I really like to solve problems. Puzzles are great. But these ones, these problems, seem a bit too overwhelming to solve. And it just seems like there's so much bad news going on in the world. Or a bit closer to home, our bike gets stolen from our locked garage in the night. And man, that sucks. And that's hard. And that just kind of makes our neighbourhood feel a bit darker as well. And, you know, bad news around close to home. Yeah, so we can sit in that. But I really enjoyed the Lent study from Reverend Dr. Anne Van Gien that some of the groups just did. And I really enjoyed the different atonement theories that she talked about. And at the end of each week, the question was along the lines of, how might this atonement theory speak good news into the bad news of our day? It was such a great question because we thought about, what is the bad news that we're experiencing at the moment? But then what is the good news that we can take from this atonement theory? So it was just good to remind us that what Jesus did on the cross and his death and his resurrection, no matter which theory we look at, is good news. So, and it's good news for us and good news for our neighbour. Jesus conquered death. That's good news. Jesus made a new covenant and agreement with us. That's good news. Jesus sacrificed for us. Good news. Jesus is transforming us from the inside out. And that is good news. And Jesus did that all for us. And that's good news for us today. And just one last thing before I finish. It's good news, but it's not safe news or happy news. It's good news, but it's not safe. So sometimes life is still hard. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be, up on the riding on a donkey into town. We're still going to hit the hard times, but we know that Jesus is there with us. Jesus suffered and has suffered and is there with us. And so that can be good news in that hard times. And we can have hope when it's hard. And then when we gather together on a Sunday morning like this, and we remember what Jesus did, and we share communion together, and eat the bread and drink the wine, the body and blood of Jesus, we know that Jesus is with us, and we take Jesus and the good news of his death and his resurrection into the world. So we can be lights, like the Paschal candle, into the world. And we can share the good news of Jesus into the world when we go from here. And we also know that someone greater than Jesus is with us. We have the Holy Spirit. But that's another story for another day. I think in about 50 days' time, we'll hear about that story. So sometimes, unfortunately, we add to the bad news in the world, or sometimes we ignore the call to be good news. And so we'll come to a time of confession now.